My name is David Boxley. I'm Simsian Eagle Clan from Metlakatla, Alaska.
Boxley, along with Haida brothers Joe and TJ Young, are working on 2 of 4 house poles for the Southeast Longhouse on the Alaska Native Heritage Center grounds. The third carver is Israel Shotridge. One of his previous works dominates the interior entrance to the center's main building. Shotridge is absent today, but since March has been working in a second nearby tented workplace. He started early because he's doing a pair of poles. Like Shotridge, Boxley's work has gained him an international reputation as an artist and culture bearer. Boxley and the Young brothers received their British Columbia red cedar logs a little over a week ago and are into their rough cut. Each of the poles represents a different culture: Tlingit, Haida, Eyak, and Tsimshian. Boxley says each also represents a different aspect of traditional respect.
Mine is respect of the environment. Theirs is respect of family. The other guys are doing respect of culture and self.
So how is Boxley depicting respect for the environment within the totem tradition?
This guy is on this pole is singing. He's got a drum and a drumstick, and the 4 clans of my people, the eagle, raven, wolf, and killer whale, are located in different parts on this post, representing this land, sea, and air, the environment.
My name's Joe Young. I'm from the Haida tribe. I was born into the eagle clan, but got adopted into my grandfather's clan, which is Raven Yukulana.
Joe and TJ are busy roughing out the respective family pole.
My brother's working on the 2 hummingbirds in the ears, and then the main figure in here is the eagle, which is, you know, you see the wings and the head. And then in the stomach is the raven. He's upside down, and they're connecting tongues just to kind of symbolize like a marriage, or, you know, because we're only allowed to marry in the opposite clan, which is eagle and the raven.
Besides introducing visitors to totem carving, Boxley says the conversations can provide opportunities to correct misconceptions concerning the totems themselves.
People still think that they're, you know, religious things or gods or things like that. You know, it's surprising sometimes, but other times not surprising.
At the same time, Long says for the carvers, the poles can bring a certain spiritual quality.
I think every carver does feel that. If you're, you know, you kind of feel a connection to all of your ancestors. They've sat down and thought of the design the same way you have.
It's not just the tourists who linger by the carvers. The staff are also drawn. Eleanor Haddon is from Southeast Alaska. She's the assistant curator for collections and exhibits and has worked at the Heritage Center for 6 years. Haddon says for her, the house pole project is an exciting opportunity.
I have never seen a project from start to finish. I, on occasion, have seen the final carvings. I've seen the putting up of the totem poles, but I have never seen them actually working on it. So this is just the most special thing I've ever had.
Haddon watches the tourists looking at the carvers while a heritage intern answers a question. There's a lot of serious learning going on here, she says. Haddon then includes herself. I try to come out here every chance I get, just to ask questions. The 4 finished house poles will be put in place with accompanying ceremony and celebration in August. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.